This morning, hey, first thought is experts say drinking a glass of water right when you wake up is good for your health. Can't say during the night, though, your mouth gets a little dry. Dr. Adriana Jurek, a gastroenterologist, which is a mouthful, at the Cleveland Clinic says drinking water first thing in the morning helps boost metabolism, improve digestion, and prevent urinary tract infections. So maybe a new habit to take up. She says it'll also keep folks hydrated, with most folks not drinking enough water throughout the day. She says if plain water doesn't appeal, add a lemon or drink sparkling or carbonated water. All right. Today in history and our devotion on WWIB, it is May 1st on this day in 2003. Are we ready to go? No, we're not. All right. Well, you know what? We got to get an intern to help out with the show is what we need. And again, it's hard to get good help these days. But all right, we're ready to go. Here we go. 2003. Who was president? Yes, George Herbert Walker. No, George W. Bush. Herbert Walker was his dad. 2003, weeks after the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq and the fall of Saddam Hussein, President George W. Bush announced...
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
However, a mission accomplished, a banner displayed during Bush's speech later became controversial as U.S. casualties in Iraq mounted. Also on this day in 1939, Batman made his debut as a comic strip hero by DC Comics. In 1971, Amtrak began service. And in 2011, this is the day 15 years ago, President Obama announced the death of elusive terrorist mastermind Osama bin Laden. Made that announcement from the East Room in the White House. All right. Finally, we close out First Thoughts on May 1st with a new devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today, the more we stand in awe of God, the less we'll stand in judgment of each other. Luke 6, 35 and 36 says, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you'll be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Bob Goff says, for the longest time, I only put things on my calendar for 9 months in one day. You see, it's been my life's ambition to be a grandparent. This isn't something new. I've wanted to be a grandparent since junior high school. Some people want to be math teachers because they had a great math teacher in school. Others want to be professional athletes because they had a great coach. I wanted to be a grandparent because mine were great at it. Bob Goff says, my grandfather was a fireman on the docks in the San Francisco Bay for 40 years. He worked the graveyard shift, and in the entire time he was there, he never put out a fire. I don't even know if he knew how to. My grandmother never learned how to drive a car. Hey, same with my grandma. And worked as a telephone operator. Same with my grandma. In the San Francisco Stock Exchange. These are hardly the kinds of jobs people write books about. Do you know what they did best? They lived without expressing any judgment of the people around them, no matter what. It was just beautiful. Bob says, I think the reason they felt so free to not live in judgment of the people around them is they lived in awe of the life around them. It was a simple awe, not a complex or expensive one. They had the same car which had been given to them for as long as I remembered. I don't think they ever rode on an airplane or went on a vacation. Yet they saw more sunsets for free than anyone I knew. They were in awe of the world and of me, and they let me know it every day. They were completely unencumbered by the petty offenses others seemed to cling to for so long. In their simplicity dwelled their power. They lived simple, humble, grateful lives. This is my ambition, says Bob. This is my goal, to be this type of grandparent. What's it going to take is so simple it escapes many of us. I want to live so much in awe of what's going on around me, there'll be no time to live in judgment of the people around me. Today's question, what kind of grandparent do you want to be?
It's a Film Friday conversation with our friend Andrew Polnasek on WWIB and WIB.com. She has made, I believe it's 7 faith-based movies with her sister Alexandra. You can learn more at theboylansisters.com. Working on a... Christmas movie, and that to be one of, Lord willing, 10 here all in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at ChippewaFallsMovie.com. And Andrew's written a ton of books as well. Learn more at AndrewPolnasek.com. We talked some last week. Your friend became your best friend, Amy, from college in Massachusetts, and then painfully lost her last August. And so... Amy, actually, and that friendship and her loss ties into this Christmas movie. How is that?
Yeah, well, first of all, I would say that because of that loss, I really did a, a look at my own life and said, what am I doing? What do I want to be doing? What do I enjoy? Am I really leaning into the things that I love? And I was like, you know what? I love making movies. I want to make one, and I want to make one at home in Chippewa Falls. So I do believe that I had sort of some crystallizing of my own values through the loss of Amy. And so one of my goals is I want to dedicate this movie to Amy. And specifically, one of the taglines in it is bring the joy, because she had a very strong belief that we as Christians have an opportunity with how we bring ourselves into situations, to work, to school, with our families, and we can choose to bring joy. And so one of the lines in the movie that you'll kind of see threaded throughout is that idea of, are we bringing the joy? Asking that question. And of course, Christmas is a time of comfort and joy, right? Oftentimes, it's a really hard time because it represents people we've lost, you know, a time of celebration, but somebody might not be around the table with us anymore. So what does it look like to truly understand joy and sorrow, and the fact that sorrow actually allows us to experience joy in a deeper and more meaningful way? And that's a big theme throughout the Christmas movie.
You know, between last week and again, hearing you talk some more today about Amy and the way her passing has impacted you, I wish I could have got to know her better. I've known you as friends. Peggy and I have been good friends with you and Perry, obviously, but I think that that was noteworthy, that the way it's impacted you, causing you to reflect. And even as we talked about the Christmas movie and this whole project of 10 movies in 10 years in Chippewa Falls, you've talked about legacy. Like, you know, and I know your husband, Perry, is a real champion for 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey. And Covey talks about taking that end-of-life perspective on your life, right?
Very much, right? Like, one of the opportunities you have in the 7 Habits is to write your eulogy. What do you want people to say about you at the end? And definitely, I think, you know, being 53 and having your best friend pass away way too soon, and you realize, oh my gosh, you know, life is precious. What am I doing with it? What are the things I should maybe disregard, and what should I be leaning into? And how do I want the people that I'm doing life with to experience me in this moment at this time, so that how will I be remembered? It's a very, very powerful perspective bringer.
Wow. Thanks so much, Andrea. Good to get insight into this movie and kind of just the personal nature for you in it. And people can learn more at ChippewaFallsMovie.com, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday morning, the 1st of May, and our usual tradition as we start a new month, special events for the month.
Yes, happy May Day, everybody, and let's look at some things to look forward to. There's a lot going on in May, including it's National Chocolate Custard Month.
That sounds good. It's also Barbecue Month.
May is Clean Air Month.
It's a month to get caught reading.
It's also Mental Health Month.
It's Hamburger Month.
That makes sense with Memorial Day coming up. Salsa Month as well in the month of May.
It's Bike Month.
Another kind of bike. It's Motorcycle Awareness Month.
Women's Healthcare Month.
It is Older Americans Month in May.
It is National Smile Month.
National Egg Month. Not to be confused with egg salad, just eggs in general.
Having said that, though, the next one is National Salad Month.
So maybe you could combine the two and have some egg salad.
That would be great.
Why not? And finally, May is National Strawberry Month as well. And, you know, not too much beyond May. Usually June, strawberries picking season over at Govan's. So
we're going to be talking to Farmer John again, I'm sure.
I'm sure. We'll be looking forward to that. Things to look forward to during this month of May.
And we've got a birthday to celebrate.
We do indeed.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
It is Caden's birthday. Caden from Eau Claire is turning 11 today. Happy birthday, Caden.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Your mom, Jackie, let us know. Now, it's one of those things we say we are family. I have known Jackie and Caden and Cooper. I have a Cooper as well, too, at home. And so Caden is now the same age as my Cooper, who just turned 11 back in March. And I'm thinking about how little these guys were.
Huh.
When I first met them and Just growing up. So happy 11th birthday. I cannot believe 11 already. I hope you have an amazing day, Caden.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We are family here at WWIB. And Jack, if you haven't already, make sure you enter Caden's birthday, WWIB.com/celebrations. Alva just gave away a big prize pack yesterday, and every month we do that again.
Absolutely, yeah. End of the month, 4 weeks from today, we'll do it again.
WWIB.com/celebrations for birthdays, anniversaries, anything else you might be celebrating. From that to this, our Friday morning tradition, getting you caught up on everything you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form. We respect your time. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Well, Mother's Day is just around the corner.
You know, Mother's Day, the day when we appreciate a lifetime of love and care from mom by taking her someplace that has unlimited breadsticks.
Have another one, Mom.
According to a poll, 58% of Americans think the U.S. income tax system is unfair.
The other 42% work for H&R Block.
That makes sense.
Two men at the London Marathon broke the two-hour barrier for the first time.
Yeah, their training involved running everywhere to save on gas.
Oh.
Speaking of the UK, King Charles III traveled to the United States recently.
Yeah, TSA still pulled him aside at the airport. Apparently, King isn't an accepted form of ID.
Uh-uh.
Meta is creating an artificial intelligence version of CEO Mark Zuckerberg that will interact with employees.
Finally, a version of Zuck that blinks.
Finally.
Yes, they're creating an AI version of CEO Mark Zuckerberg that will interact with Facebook employees.
It's been programmed to ask, how does that make you feel, and then sell the answer to advertisers.
Ah.
And finally, research shows that by age 7, children have learned not to trust others and not to divulge the truth to others.
It's sad to think that it only takes 7 years to turn an innocent child into a seasoned politician.
Ah, so sad.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. It's a Friday morning. We're coming up closer and closer to Mother's Day, and it's time for another winner in our Festival Foods Mom's Night Off contest. We've got Shayna from Chippewa Falls on the line with us. Congratulations, Shayna, and welcome to the air here on WWIB.
Well, thank you very much.
So
I appreciate
it. Folks are entering at WWIB.com for a night off. We're going to award that to you with a couple Mycon Cinemas movie passes and a $25 Festival Foods gift card. Maybe you want to use that for the deli, heat and eat, take a night off cooking or what have you. Get some groceries, make something at home. Hopefully this is a blessing to you, and we just kind of want to honor moms leading up to Mother's Day, Shayna.
It is, and thank you. I really, like I said, I really appreciate it.
So tell me just real quick here a little bit about your family, if you would.
It's just me and my daughter, and we have a dog also. His name is Ruckus. Just us three, so
we'll probably do the movie together. if you're a people parent and a pet parent as well, too, I'm sure there's always enough work to go around, right? So hopefully this is a time for you to just say, can relax just for a little bit with a couple prizes here and take in a movie and enjoy some delicious groceries or food from Festival.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Shayna, you bet. Thank you so much for entering, and we will bid you adieu here. But Shayna from Chippewa Falls, our latest winner, Festival Foods Mom's Night Off, as we honor moms coming up to Mother's Day. You can still enter. We've got one more Friday giveaway coming up next week, WWIB.com.
The best of the week on WWIB. It's been a long and fun and interesting week. Let's give a listen back. And the grand prize winner for April celebrations is Faith Lindner.
My first job, I was a cheesemaker of all things in Wisconsin.
We bring back for the very first time a question that was stumping listeners from last week, Caleb.
Yes, we're playing Secret Sound, trying to figure out what this is.
My first job was on a dairy farm, shoveling manure.
Well, Caleb, Single Mom Saturday, it happened on this past Saturday. Of course, the buildup, the record amount of funds raised for vehicle repairs for the 10 single moms and their kids.
It really was a day you come away with a heart that's very, very full. And we can't thank all of you enough for your prayers, for your generosity toward this. And there's no way I could possibly thank all the people and businesses or organizations involved in making this happen. Also, with that Spider-Man obstacle course, I don't know who started it first. But one of the moms, I was like, well, come on. Like, I raced a kid. And I was like, well, you come on. Like, race your kid, too. So before you know it, like, some of the moms are going through the obstacle course, too.
Is
which,
that
of
right?
course, they're welcome to do. But that always, hasn't always happened. Sometimes
no.
It kind of feels like, well, we need to be, you know, we'll sit and just kind of watch. But to see the moms kind of like that trickle-down effect of, well, yeah, let's go do this. And
wow.
Just to see them relaxed, relaxed and having fun and enjoying this day. And then going back to Bloomer Tire Center. And, of course, the capstone of that day was to tell them that through the sponsor's generosity, through your generosity, there was that fund of $25,000, $2,500 for each of them in a car repair fund. And as usual, it gets kind of quiet. And there's a lot of emotion from that as well, too, to hear that they're loved that much. And what we just want to communicate to them, what I told them we want to communicate is not, oh, this nice Christian radio station, these nice Christian listeners. I said, we want you to see past all of us and see the God that loves you, that loves you and welcomes you and reminds you that you're not alone. And when that stress hits and when the events and circumstances of life threaten your peace, to be reminded that you are not alone and you are so, so loved.
Hi, this is Lori from Fall Creek. My first job was being our church organist.
Good morning, WWIB. First one through. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Just Beth Deach in Eau Claire.
Hi, Beth.
What do you think, Beth?
Any chance a back scratcher?
Any chance that this is a back scratcher, something that Havel received as a gift and not very common?
Do you have a back scratcher, Beth?
Yes, I do.
Is this a back scratcher?
It sure is.
It is.
Beth comes in out of the bullpen like a relief pitcher in baseball and just boom, done.
A winner.
Secret sound solved by Beth. Yes, this. It's Halva's back scratcher.
They're really handy. I recommend it for everybody. Makes a great gift.
There you go. We need to, again, get some WIB monogram back scratchers. Give them out at One Fest or something like that. Thanks so much, as always, Halvo, for putting that together.